for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday evening, February the 22nd, 2003. Women's Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Alberta Landry of Beaumont, Texas is the speaker of the evening.
Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Okay, we're going to get into the Word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we do thank you. We glorify you, Lord God, and we do want to give you all the praise and glory and all the honor. Lord, we cast aside ourselves and our concerns, but Lord, we desire tonight to hear more of your Word, God, because your Word is truth. And you gave us a promise. You said that the truth would make us free. So, Father, we thank you right now for being made free. Lord, every day, Lord God, that we receive more of the Word, the unadulterated Word of God, Lord, that we become freer and freer and freer to serve you and to do your perfect will. Lord, have your way in our lives. Word my mouth, God, and Lord, forgive me of any mistakes that Bert have done. And I ask this in Jesus' mighty name, and I give him the praise and the glory. I'm going to be reading some out of Amplified and some, I started to write down, because, you know, it's so not to flip as many pages. I started to write down some of the scriptures. But when I went back to the room earlier today after my sister ministered that word of God about fear, your fear is it's a booger. Yeah. It's a booger. I know firsthand how bad fear can be. You know, I thank and I praise God. When, like I said, I used to work at Mobil Oil for 20 years. I worked at Mobil Oil, and I used to do shift work. You know, I used to do the days, evenings, and midnights, and then I did the 12-hour shifts and all that. And I was really with so much fear that I actually would take a 38 special fully loaded with hollow points into work on my job, which was a no-no. But I did it because of fear. God just was merciful unto me. I mean, I could have lost my job, could have lost, you know, anything, you know. But I used to do that, you know. I don't know if everybody knows about hollow points and all other kind of stuff, but just the thought of me taking a gun to work with me every day. I used to nail my windows down with those big old huge penny nails like that, you know. Not a window in my house could you raise up. Not one. Because I was so fearful. One home I lived in, I was burglarized 8 times. And I slept with a gun, hoping this person would come into my house and hoping that I could kill him because I felt like he had raped me and had taken so much from me, you know. And that was just one of the places, you know. But that spirit followed me to more than one of the homes that I stayed in. And he was able to follow me because of the fear. So fear is torment, saints of God. I used to go home at night when I worked midnights, and I used to get off late at night, and I used to go home and I turn my bright lights on and I stayed on a corner. I stayed, the Lord had blessed me to buy a home, and I used to take my car and I drive all around one corner, then I turn around and come around the other corner, then I go up towards the house, almost catacomb, block the street basically, flip the lights on, check see if anybody was around the house. That's fear. I would take the gun out and probably even take my children out of my car. I would take my gun out and make sure, lock them in the car and go in my house, make sure nobody was in my house. That's fear. I was afraid of drowning, so I never learned to swim until I was 25 years old. See, fear is torment. So when the sister was giving that word today, I knew what she was talking about. I knew it could tear you up if you let it. But God, thank you, Jesus. He's a deliverer. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Some people say, no, Sister Bert, you weren't shy. You weren't introvert. I don't even believe that. But yes, I was.
All right.
I knew I could tell you what your shoes looked like before I could tell you what your face looked like. Praise God. But fear is a horrible thing to have to live with. Praise God. And there are so many different attributes of fear. But I'm not here to talk about fear tonight. It may be in the message, but I'm not here to talk about it. I want to give the word. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Out of the Amplified, Proverbs 5, 1 and 2. And you can write it down. You don't have to go to it right now. The Word of God says, my son, be attentive to my wisdom, my godly wisdom, learned by actual and costly experience. This is Amplified. And incline your ear to my understanding of what is becoming and prudent for you, that you may exercise proper discrimination and discretion, and that your lips may guard and keep knowledge and the wise answer from temptation. Proverbs 2, verses 10 and 11. 6, 10, and 11. For the Lord gives skillful and godly wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. This is Amplified. For skillful and godly wisdom shall enter into your heart, and knowledge shall be pleasant unto you. Discretion shall watch over you. Understanding shall keep you. Proverbs 16:16, King James Version. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than to get silver? In Proverbs 3, verses 5 through verse 8, the Word of God says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all of your ways, we're to acknowledge him. And the Word of God gives us the promise, and he shall direct our path. Praise God. Then it goes on to say in that 7th verse, says, be not wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord. See, that's some godly fear, saints. Hallelujah. And depart from evil. Because when we start fearing the Lord, guess what? We can start departing from evil. The Word of God says that there's one that can destroy both body and soul, and his name is Almighty. Glory to God. Verse 8 says, it shall be health. What shall be health? When I start learning how to fear God, it can be health unto me. The Word of God says it'll be health to my navel, and it'll be even marrow to my bones. Bless God. You know that blood and oxygen flows through your bones. Oh, bless God. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, and in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25, the Word of God says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death, destruction, disaster. Praise God. In Proverbs 18, verse 12, the Word of God says, before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor, guess what we are? It's humility. That means if I'm humble, if I show humility, not just unto God, but even amongst other people. I remember one time the Holy Spirit, I said, Lord, make me humble. He said, humble is not something that you make, it's something that you are.
All right.
Praise God. And it says, before honor is humility. I want honor, I need to be humble. God said he will lift you up. He said he will give you a place of exaltation. He said he will give you the glory when you don't have to worry about getting it from man.
All right.
Hallelujah. In Amplified, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, the Word of God says, for I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for your welfare and your peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. Do you know we have hope tonight? We have hope, and his name is Jesus. Glory to God. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, in King James, the Word of God says, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. And if any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and I will sup with him. And guess what? He says, woo, glory to God. And he with me. I mean, there's a relationship that's going to be going on. There's a fellowship that we can have with the one we call our Lord and our Savior, that we can even call our friend tonight. Oh, bless God. Hallelujah. Psalms 127, verse 1. Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city. The Word of God says we're supposed to be a walled-in city. The watchman waketh. He stays awake, but he stays awake in vain. Glory to God. Psalms 121 verse 1 says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. Because my help, say my help,
my help,
my help, comes from the Lord, which made this heaven and he made this earth. Praise God. Psalms 121 verses 5, 6, and 8. The word of God says, for the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun will not smite you. The sun will not be able to destroy you in the daytime. Neither will the moon mess with you at night. Oh, bless God. Hallelujah. The Lord shall preserve you.
Yes.
I'm giving you word tonight. I'm giving you word tonight because the word is a deliverer. The word of God says the word was made flesh and he dwells among men and they beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father. Come on now, saints of God. I'm here to tell you something tonight. God said his word will never pass away. It'll always be there for you and for you and for you and for me. Oh, bless God. And one day we're going to live with the word. Like we never lived with the word before. Praise the name of Jesus. The word of God says in verse 7, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Underline the word all in your Bible. He says, I will preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. God says, you ever eaten preserves? Good, huh? Glory to God. And they last a long time. Bless God. He said, I'm going to preserve your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and not coming in. Sounds like some protection to me. Sounds like some keeping to me. Glory to God. From this time forth. Say, from this time forth.
From this time forth.
From this time forth, Lord.
From this time forth, Lord.
And even forevermore.
And even forevermore.
Amen. Praise God. In Psalms 97, verse 10 and verse 12, the word of God says, ye that love the Lord. That's one thing he says you got to do here. He says you have to hate evil. The word of God tells me, he says that we're supposed to love that thing that God loves. And we're supposed to hate the things that God hates. And I'm here to tell you, he hates evil. He hates evil. And he loves righteousness. Glory to God. The word of God says that our righteousness, he didn't say we were, he said our righteousness was as filthy rags. But come on, saints of God, who knows that by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, we have been made righteous in the sight of Almighty God. Hallelujah. He said he preserveth them out of the hand of the wicked one. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. In Psalms 34, verses 1 through 4, the word of God says, I will bless the Lord at all times. No, just when I feel all right, God, just when I'm having a good day, I'm going to bless you. I don't think so. Glory. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make its boast of the Lord. Glory to God. The humble's going to hear. And the word of God says, they're going to be glad.
Come on now. Come on now.
Glory to God. Oh, come on, saints, and magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. He's worthy to be exalted. He's worthy to be extolled. He's worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to be praised. He's a wonderful God. He's a God of excellence and purity and holiness. And that's the God we say we serve. He said, be ye as your Father is. And the word of God says he's holy. He's holy. Hallelujah. In Psalm 34, verse 4, the word of God says, I sought the Lord. I went after him. He said, if you seek me, you're going to find me. He said, but you better seek me early. Oh, God. Hallelujah. He said, but guess what? When I sought the Lord, guess what? He said he heard me. Oh, Jesus. You heard me, God? When I cried out to you, did you hear me, God? He said, yes, I heard you. And then he says, I'm going to deliver you from all of your fears. Hallelujah. Did he do it for Bert one day? Yes, he did. Is he still doing it for Bert? Oh, yes, he is.
All right.
and you just throw your name on in there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the Amplified, 1 John 4:18, the Word of God says, there is no fear in love. There's no dread. There's no doubt. But the full-grown, complete, perfect love turns or casts out, puts aside, expels every trace of terror. It delivers you from all fear. For fear brings with it the thoughts of punishment. And so he who is afraid has not reached the full maturity of love. They're not yet grown into God's perfect love, his complete perfection, because fear is torment. But in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, I'm giving you a word of exaltation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do you know that every word of God is a prophetic word? When God speaks, it's a right now word. It may take years for us to get there, but guess what? It's a right now word. God says, I am that I am. He's a present tense God. He's always present. He's always present. See, he doesn't live in time. He lives in eternity. Praise God. Hallelujah. In 1 John 4 verse 13, in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, the Word of God says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. Say this with me. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power and of. We're going to say it again. And of. Love. And of. A stable mind, a secure mind, a mind that's not shaky, baky. Right. Hallelujah. Not confused, not in doubt, not in wondering all the time, not wavering back and forth. Go with me to St. James, the first chapter. St. James, the first chapter. Glory to God. I'm excited about the Word of God. St. James, chapter 1. The Word of God says, and I'm starting with verse 2, my brethren. And brethren means those that are birthed forth from the same womb. We're birthed forth from the same womb of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. My brethren, count it all what?
Joy.
Joy. When?
Joy.
When you do what?
When you fall.
When you fall. Did he say fall?
Fall.
That means I could fall into temptation. Oh, okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you fall into divers, different types of temptations, that means they're going to come at you all kind of ways. It's going to come at you from the left, the right, the rear, and the front. But guess what? As I said, we got a rear guard. We got a fore guard. We got protection on every side. Did the Word of God say, he says, we're supposed to be a walled up city? We're protected. But now if I say, okay, I take my wall down, a fall down wall like Jericho wall did, come on in, devil. No, we're to keep our walls up. Praise God. The Word of God says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Then it goes on, it says, knowing this. Underline, knowing this. That means I'm not wondering if this is true. See, knowing, knowledge means to know something. That means I got it. I'm not learning it. I know it. Praise God. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Do you not know that when you get all upset about stuff and this comes at you and that comes at you, you say, man, you're just messing with me. See, you're trying my patience. How many have said that before? Oh, okay. Thank God I'm not the only one. You trying my patience. No, your faith is being tested and tried. Not your patience. It's your faith. You know if the enemy can destroy your faith in God, he's got you. He's got you. So when the children are on your last nerve, as we say. And do we not know that patience is virtue? And virtue is power. Jesus said, who touched me?
Yes.
Who touched me? I said, oh God, I mean, Jesus, they pressing you on every side. No, he said, no, but somebody truly touched me. And the little lady said, because I felt virtue leave me. Power just in the hem of his garment. Praise God. The Word of God goes on and says, but let patience, allow it to have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and mature. Now, when we talked about the fear factor there a minute ago, and I gave you that scripture, what it says, those that haven't reached the maturity, haven't grown into that matureness yet, to get over the fear. Praise God. Let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect, mature, and entire, wanting what? Now, what does nothing leave out?
Nothing.
Glory to God. That's kind of like the word all, right? And everything, right? Okay, bless God. Hallelujah. Then it goes on and says, if any of you lack wisdom. Now, I gave you scriptures about wisdom. Amen. But he says, if you like it, if you don't have it, if you want it, you got a little bit, you want some more, who do you go to? Just go to God. And he says, guess what? I'll give it to you and I will not upbraid it from you. I will give you all the wisdom you want. Think about Solomon as a young child taking over a kingdom. And God says, Solomon, what do you want from me? And he, imagine me, I'm a king's kid. I mean, I'm David's son. I got everything I could possibly desire already. What can I ask God for? Just think about, what can I, well, now let me think. Well, now I think I just might need some wisdom. Because I'm going to be put in a position where I'm going to be over people. And I'm going to have to be wise in the decisions that I make. Let me tell you, you're over people. Point to yourself. Say, I'm over people. I need to be wise in decisions that I make. God, give me wisdom. Hallelujah. But the word of God says, if you ask God, he says he'll give it to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. But, this is what the Holy Ghost but, let him ask. I'm just, guys, hold on. Okay, y'all, don't laugh at me now. I do have a new Bible. I have two beautiful women of God present me with two new Bibles. So don't laugh at me taking up my page. Anyway, praise God. I mean, it's kind of falling out, but anyway, praise God. The word of God goes on. My fingers were cramping, that's why I wanted to put it down. Okay, and pick up this. Anyway, praise God. It is kind of hot, isn't it? Must be the Holy Ghost of fire. That's the Holy Ghost of fire. That's Holy Ghost sweat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But let him ask in faith. In faith. When we go to God and we ask the Lord, it could be for wisdom. It could be for just about anything. If you don't believe what you're asking God for when you go and ask him for it, why do you expect to get it? The word of God says to ask in faith. If I ask God and I believe, in Mark, praise God, it says, if I ask believing, I will receive it. He said, I'll have what I say. Amen. Praise God. So now I don't care if it takes 10 years. I'm going to have what I say. Praise God. I was talking to the other lady and she said, my son's, you know, up in age. She said, and I want to see him saved. I said, God, I said, hey, you start proclaiming that your son's going to be saved. It doesn't matter how old he is or how old you are. God has given you promises for your children, but you better talk to him in faith. He said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hallelujah. But then he says, first you got to believe who he is. And then he goes on and says, and guess what I'm going to do? Those that diligently seek me. Get a what? All right. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. For guess what now, saints? He said, when you ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Then he goes on and says, the man that's like that, don't let him think that he can come to God and get anything from him. I'm here to tell you, want something from God, you better ask him in faith. I'm here to tell you tonight that God's looking for faith people. He's looking for people with faith. He said, if you have a faith just enough as a grain of mustard seed, he said, you can speak to any mountain in your life. I don't care if it's a little bitty mountain or a big mountain, like some of these mountains I've seen out here. And y'all might call them hills. I don't know. They're mountains to me. Bless God. Praise God. But you can speak to that mountain and you say, mountain, get up, go toss yourself into the sea. And God said, it shall be done. You'll have what you say. So what is my attitude about receiving from God? What is my attitude about going to God and wanting to hear His voice, wanting to commune with Him, want to communicate and say, God, I want to talk to You today. I want to have good fellowship with You. I don't just want to talk to You. I want to hear what You have to say. I don't want to just lay all my cares and lay all my burdens before You today. I just want to sit at Your feet and I want to hear the Word of God coming out Your mouth, God. I want You to talk to me like You never talked to me before, Lord. I want to hear Your voice. So now we can proclaim, speak, Lord.
All right.
I'm listening.
All right.
Speak, Lord. I'm listening. Every word that I proclaim to You, these were proclamations from the Word of God. Every word that I proclaim to You, the Lord was speaking. Because I gave You His Word. I remember one time I heard in the Spirit, the Lord spoke to me. We were in the middle of service at church, and the Lord spoke to me and said, how powerful is the Word that comes out of the mouth of a powerful and awesome and mighty God? And I said, whoa, as awesome as God is, the Word is too. As powerful as He is, His Word's got to be that powerful. I'm not going to Genesis and say, God said, God said, God said. God has said all through the book. He's speaking, saints, our ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Go with me over to 1 Peter 2, verses 2 and 3. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. You got it? Say amen. See, God has it all covered. He has every person covered. From those that have just given their life to Jesus Christ to those that have been walking with the Lord for generations. He's got us covered. Amen?
Amen.
And some of the Word of God even told me, and I didn't write that scripture, now I just popped in my head. But the Word of God even talks about how He says that some of us that think we're on meat need to get back on some milk. Amen. Amen. The Bible says sometimes we do think of ourselves higher than we ought to think. But I'm telling you, hey, I mean, I'm not a milk drinker in the natural realm, but I don't have a problem drinking the milk of the Word. Praise God. Because I like milk and I like meat. God gave me good, strong choppers to chew good meat. Glory to God. Y'all got it?
Yeah.
What y'all got? 1 Peter 2, yeah. Verse 2 to 3. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Word of God says, as newborn babes, we're to desire. Say, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't tell you. I want y'all to say this with me. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I forgot to tell y'all that. All right. All right. Come on. Y'all ready? As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. Verse 3. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, He is good. And He's not just good. He's good. Amen. 2 Peter. Let's go to 2 Peter. Chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. Verse 17 and verse 18. 2 Peter chapter 3. Verses 17 and verse 18. Y'all got it? Amen. Praise God. Verse 17 says, ye therefore, beloved. Oh, I love it when He calls me beloved. Beloved, seeing ye know these things before, be aware, lest you also be laid away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. But grow. See, we're to grow. But how are we to grow? In grace. We're growing in God's unmerited favor. That means He's patient with us. Because He loves us. Isn't it wonderful to know that He's patient with you? Glory to God. The things that we deserve to get. Because of some of the things that we do, even today, even now, in this dispensation of time. The things that we know that we don't, you know, when we say, nobody else saw me do that. Nobody knew that I told a little white lie. Nobody knew that I picked up that money and I forgot to take it back to where it belonged because I know it wasn't mine. Nobody knew that I ate a grape in the grocery store and I did not pay for it.
All right.
You know those little things we think nobody sees and How does Sister say God say?
Okay.
Jesus said in there saying, Amen. Who said that? Amen.
I'll never forget it.
Ooh, glory to God. But we're to grow in grace and in the knowledge, in the knowing. We need to get to know the one we say we serve. We want a relationship. We have husbands. We have children. We have family members. Some families are close and some are not. Bless God. But when you get married to a man, or vice versa with a man to a woman, you don't just get married to her just to have somebody in the house with you. You want to get to know her. In the Old Testament, when the man found him a wife, the Word of God says that they gave him a whole year off. He didn't have to worry about working. He didn't have to worry about nothing. All he had to do was know that woman. Know her ins and know her outs. Know what pleased her. Know what made her mad so that he could please her. Please take that madness and please her some more. Amen. We want him to know. He already knows us. But we want to get to know him like that. Do we want to please him? Do you want to please him, sweetheart? Glory to God. Do you want to please him? You want to make him happy? Get to know him. Say, God, what you like? What you like, God? Do I smell pretty for you today, Lord? What you like? I mean, we do those things for our husbands or for our wives, you know? Why can't we do it for the Lord? Praise God. And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to him be glory from now and forevermore. So now, here's a newborn babe desiring a milk. And here we are, we're growing in grace. Go with me to Ephesians, the 4th chapter. And if this word don't get you to live it, I'm wondering what's the matter. Because it's the word. And the word, say it with me, the word is a deliverer. And guess what? I'm going to get delivered by the word of God. Hallelujah. Because the truth is going to make me free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 14 and verse 15. You got to tell me amen. Glory to God. I'm going to start. I look down. I want to read this 13th verse. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, a mature man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth, verse 14, be no more children. Now we're the children of God. And here's the Lord says, I don't want you to just be children. He doesn't want us with the same attributes that a little child has, except being humble as a little child. We're supposed to be mature. He says we're to walk circumspectly before the Lord. That means to be upright and righteous before God. And here's the word of God saying here. That he says, till we all come, and he says, now guess what? I don't want you like little children, because little children get tossed over here and they get tossed. Oh, yeah, okay. You know, just like whatever goes. I mean, the babies will walk in faith like never before. But guess what? Go ahead. Oh, let me use this analogy. All right, Mama, can I? Go ask your daddy. Well, daddy, go ask your mama. And that's just faithfully go to mama, go to daddy, go to mama, go to daddy, go to mama. And then like a little ping pong ball, you know, until they finally get the answer. You know, go ask your mama. Go, okay, daddy. Okay. But God says, I don't want you like that. I don't want you being tossed to and fro and carried away with every wind of doctrine. I don't want you to be carried away by every sly of men and cunning craftiness that might come at you to entice you and take you out of the hand of Almighty God. I don't want you to listen to just anything and everything. That's why he gave us the word. Bless God. Hallelujah. We can cry out, speak, Lord, because your word is true. Speak, Lord, because I know I need to attune my ear. Speak, Lord, that I might hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying for these last and evil days. Speak, Lord, because your word is not going to leave me ignorant. I'm not going to err. I'll know Satan's devices, because he told me he didn't want me. He said my people perish for ignorance. Ignorance is not bliss. I don't care what the world says. It's not bliss. It's not bliss. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Verse 15, the Word of God says, but speaking the truth in love, that we may grow up with Him in all things, which is our head, He's Christ Jesus. So that the whole body that can come together and jointly fit together, compacted by that which every joint supplies. Guess what I said earlier? Yesterday. Glory to think about it. It was yesterday. Glory to God. See, we're helpers one to another. We're the body of Christ. Praise God. There's not just one body over here and one body over there and another body over there. We are parts, we're members of the body of Christ. There's only one head. There's only one Lord. There's only one baptism. There's only one Father of us all. Glory to God. And we are the body of Christ jointly fit together. I don't want to do what you do, and I don't want you to get in my place because I'm going to push you out the way. I'm taking my position. Take your stance. Take your position. Take your place. Do the part of that God has called you to do. Everybody's not supposed to be a finger or a toe or an eye. Hallelujah. When you look at the body parts, now don't just think, we think of the toes, we think of the eyes. What about the blood vessels? What about the nerves? What about the nerve endings? What about the arteries? What about all those intricate parts that's on the inside of a body that makes it function, makes it work together? And if it's functioning properly, there's all kind of things that the perfect work of God is going on. But the Word of God says when one part of the body hurts, the whole body. I'm supposed to cry when you cry, my sister. I'm supposed to mourn when you mourn. I'm supposed to grieve when you grieve. I'm supposed to love you, and I'm supposed to love you unconditionally. Oh, bless God tonight. Speak, Lord. Because we want to hear what you got to say to us, God. We want to hear it, Lord. Correct us if we need correcting. Reprove me, Lord, if I need reproving. Chastise me if I need. You said you heal. Chastise those that you love. We don't want to be chastised. Don't worry me. You took the chest. All my chastising was open. Yes! But he said he will chastise the ones that he loved. If you don't want chastisement, you don't want his love. Glory to God. What is he saying to us? What is he trying to tell me? Speak, Lord. My ears are in tune to what he wants to tell Bert. Are your ears in tune? And you can call your name to what he wants to tell each one of you. Are you ready to hear what God is telling you, even in this place? I believe when the Word of God says that we were predestinated before the foundations of this world. I don't believe in happen chance. I don't believe in coincidence. I believe it's a plan of God, and it's a perfect plan. It's a good plan. We may not always think so, but it's a good plan. God has a destiny. He has a purpose for each and every individual. We just need to get into place and tune our ear. My mother used to say, she said, when the Lord starts talking to her, she said, my ears get like Dumbo ears. See, I hear everything. I'm like, okay, Lord. And I believed her, too. Because she used to tell me some things, man, I tell you, it was profound. I knew it had to come from God. Hallelujah. So when we come in, start hearing from God, then we can start getting in the place that God has called us to be in. The place that God wants us in. Not walking in pride. Not walking in hardness. Humbling ourselves before God. Ready to serve. Willing to serve. The Word of God said in Isaiah, he said, if you be willing and obedient, you will eat the fat of the land. But I got to be willing to be obedient. The Word of God says that he went to the cross and he was obedient to those things that he had to go through. He said, oh yeah, he cried out and he cried out and he cried out, Lord, take this cup from me. But not my will, God. But let your will be done in my life. We don't want to go through some things. We want it all peaches and creams. I'm telling you, saints, and y'all already know this, there will not be just peaches and creams. But the Word of God says, in all things, we are to give thanks. Oh, come on now. Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up. You just stop. Okay. Time out. Stop right there. Yes. We're supposed to not cease from Thanksgiving. Ah. I am supposed to thank him for my trials. I'm supposed to thank him for my troubles. I'm supposed to thank him for the temptations that even come to me. He said with the very same temptations that come at you, he said, I'll give you a way of escape. Oh, bless God. But now if I don't know that, then I can't receive the way of escape. But he's told it to me in the Word. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God wants us to surrender to his desires and to his will. It's not about who we are, but it's about whose we are. His message to us are for our good. It is not about what we want, which is only limited. See, our wants are limited. You know, I may want a new car, but I'm not going to take it to heaven. I may want a new house. I may want 20 rooms in my house, but I don't want to clean up every last one of them. So then I want a maid. And we have all these wants. We have all these wants. But what is our focus? What is our main want? I told the Lord one time, I said, God, I said, all I want is you and more of you. I just want to fall in love with you like I've never fell in love before. I want to go head over heels and fall in love with Jesus Christ. And I told the Lord that. I said, I'm not looking for a husband. I'm not looking for a man. That was before I met my husband. I was divorced 17 years before I met my husband. I said, Lord, I'm not looking for a man. All I want is you. And when we get content and complete in Christ, regardless whether it's for a husband or it's for things, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Whatever you want to put in that little socket right there, say, okay, whatever that is, I'm going to put him first because I want him more than I want this. Praise God. And that's not in my notes. Glory to God. His message is to us for our good. It's not about what we want, which is only limited or self-centered, sometimes narrow-minded, sometimes even small or short-sighted. His message about what he wants is about what he wants for us. It's about what he wants for us. The Bible says that Jesus came to set the captives free. You know, we were captive once time. Once upon a time, there was a story about a bunch of people that were captive. And the Savior was sent to set the captives free. Praise God. And the story ended happily ever after. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When God speaks, it's to let us know his eternal and loving promises and to call us to a higher plane, to a better place, to a more excellent way. That's God's plan. God's calling us. He's calling your name right now. Go with me. Where is the scripture? Samuel. I got so many notes and I'm just kind of like, whatever, here right now. Thanks God. 1 Samuel. Go to 1 Samuel. The third chapter, 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 3. Got to say, man. 1 Samuel chapter 3. I'm going to start with verse 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. Ooh. And there was no open vision. That hit me, y'all. I don't know. that it was precious in those days. Glory to God. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. And Samuel was laid down to sleep. That the Lord called Bert. Now we're going to read that again, and then you put your name in there. That the Lord called Bert. And he answered, "Here am I." But then he ran to Eli. So he wasn't telling God, "Here am I," at this point in time. He was talking to Eli. And he ran into Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou callest me?" And he said, "I called not. Lie down again." And he went and he laid down. And the Lord called yet again, "Samuel." And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I called not, my son. Lie down again." Now, Eli, at that moment in time, even the first time, knew he hadn't called him. And here's Samuel running into him. And he's the priest. Okay, Eli's the priest. And he's telling, "Boy, go lay down. I ain't call you. What are you talking about? Maybe you're having a nightmare. You're dreaming. Go lay down." And it happens again. God calls. Gets up and he runs back to the man of God. "You called me? Boy, what? Didn't I tell you the first time that I did not call you?" Now, Samuel did not yet know the Lord. Now, that's a key word there. That's a key word. Samuel didn't know the Lord. But we say we know him. The Word of God says Samuel had not come to know the Lord yet. Neither was the word of the Lord. Neither was the word of the Lord. I'm going to say it one more time. Neither was the word of the Lord. My God, my God, my God. Samuel, here am I, Lord. But neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. Something about that three. And he arose and went to Eli again and said, "Here am I." Now Samuel did not know the word. But Eli was supposed to know the word. Then all of a sudden it finally clicked. It finally clicked. But he arose and went to Eli and he says, "Here am I, and thou didst call me." And Eli perceived. He finally got it. This seasoned man of God finally got it and said, "Wait a minute. Okay, this is the third time now. It's not me, son, but it's the Lord that's calling you." See, Samuel was a young man and he was in service. He was dedicated to the Lord by his mother. And he served the man of God, and he served God day and night. He did all that was commanded and ordered of him to do. But yet, he hadn't come to know the word yet. And God still called him. Say it again. And God still called his name. You mean I'm supposed to know all of the word before God can call my name? No, don't think so. God can call this baby here. She had just come to the Lord and didn't know anything about the Lord Jesus Christ and came to us. "I want to give my life to Jesus tonight." And I'm just using you, okay? "And I want to give my life to Jesus tonight." And all of a sudden she'd go home tonight and lay her head on a pillow and God say, "What's your name, baby?" And you pop up, "Mama, you call me? Daddy, you call me?" "No, we didn't call you. Go lay down." "Okay. Jackie. Mama, you call me?" "I ain't call you, girl. What's wrong with you? Go back to bed. What's wrong with you?" Y'all got it? Y'all see what I'm saying? God can call you by name. Whether you've come to know him to the fullness thereof or yet. But I'm here to tell you, but when you have the word, when that word is in you, when he calls you the first time, you're supposed to say, "Yes, Lord, yes. Here am I."
Yes.
See, we have, I'm just going to negate some excuses here. We have no excuse when we know the word. Because when I know the word, I'm supposed to know his voice. I'm supposed to know him. I'm supposed to be in sweet fellowship with Him. I'm supposed to be in such a, it got to such an attuneness that, I may miss it sometimes, don't get me wrong, but I'm supposed to be able to hear Him when He calls me. I'm supposed to hear Him and know, not wonder, well, I don't know if that's the devil talking to me, I don't know if that's me talking to me, or I don't know if that's God. Y'all know what I'm talking about, because we come up here for prayer. Well, God said, I think God told me this, but I don't know if God told me this. It's a wonderful, sweet rebuke for anybody that's done it, because I've been rebuked before. I've been rebuked too before. Because now how can another man tell you if it was God talking to you? They weren't there. They didn't hear His voice for you. But we do that, why? Because we want to hear His voice. We want to be sure. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Okay, where do I want to go? Where do I go now? I don't know. I'm going to read some things to you. Praise God. Here, okay, let's just go over a few things. Okay, the Lord says, live with an expectation of eternity. He says, live to give. He also tells us, consider the effects of our behavior when it's pertaining to other people. He also tells us to receive godly counsel, not just any counsel. Don't go to your girlfriends, your boyfriends, those people out there in the world. Don't talk to your people on your job. You know they're not serving God. Godly counsel. And then sometimes you have to be real watchful over, you know, praise the Lord. But anyway, he says we're supposed to receive godly counsel. We don't always do that. Praise God. He tells us to continue to grow. We just got through reading that word. Continue growing. Continue growing. We're not supposed to stop growing. We're supposed to be going from glory to glory to glory to glory till we're out of here. Bless God. He says we're to be mature. Amen. He says be ye perfect because your Father in heaven is perfect. That word means to be mature. He says we're to become more and more and more and more and more like Christ Jesus.
Amen.
But here's the devil. And he says, you know, I've gotten to the point, I'm just about tired of hearing people say, you know, the devil told me this. And they can quote verbatim what the devil told them. And go somewhere and sit down with the word of God and they say, ooh, that word was good. What was it about? I don't know, but it sure was good. You know, we let the word leave us, but we will hold on to whatever the devil tells us.
Right.
Is there something wrong with that picture? Yes. Yes, praise God. So here's the devil talking to our head. He says, oh, go ahead. Live for the moment. Hey, guess what? Because you know what? You're still young. You got plenty of time. Or he'll say, you're getting old. You better go ahead and live for the moment now. See, he's going to cut. He's going to, hey, every angle. Every angle. But that's what the devil will tell you. He'll say, oh, the Nike symbol, just do it. Just go ahead on and do it. What is going to hurt? Do your own thing. Do what you want to do. It's your thing. See what you want to do. Hey, come on now. See, and we're over there in the world, and it's your thing. Come on, yes, we were. If it wasn't that one, it was something else that we know. And honey, that thing rung in your head and rung in your head, and you be bouncing in your car and everything else to it. Y'all know what I'm saying. I'm not, hey. And he's still telling us to do those things. He may not be using the ungodly, worldly music to tell us, but we're still beating with the beat. Y'all love me?
Yeah.
Amen. Glory to God. My grandmother used to say, when I get old and I get grown, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And Granny used to tell me, my great-grandmother used to tell me, she'd say, let me tell you what grown is. Grown is when you're on your own, paying your own bills, living in your own house. And she started naming these things, you know. But we say it. I'm grown now. I can do what I want to do. I'm grown now. I'm of age. That's a good one. I'm of age. The devil will tell you that. He says, oh, don't listen to what your elders say. Don't listen to what your mama told you to do. Don't listen to good instruction by your daddy. Don't listen to that. Why you listen to that man preaching that word up there? He ain't telling you nothing. He ain't living it anyway. Tell me the devil hasn't said some of these things. And guess what we do? We listen. God, don't concern yourself with that. Don't concern yourself with that. Go ahead on about your business. You're grown. You're old enough. Make your own decisions. You're mature. Go ahead. Don't follow the other fella. Don't listen to what they say. Make up your own mind. Think of the outcome of things that will happen to us when we follow the wrong voice. Think of the outcome that has already happened to us when we followed the wrong voice. When you wake up in the morning and the devil tells you, oh, your back hurt, your head hurt, this hurt, don't get out of bed today, it's going to be a bad day, it's raining outside, oh, it's a horrible day outside, I can't go to church today, it's raining. And we listen. And we listen. It's like, grab any excuse not to go. But the voices that you really hear are Jesus' voice, the voice of the Lord versus the voice of the enemy. A sister said she was from Nigeria once, and she said, that's the first time I heard it, she said, the host of hell is waiting for you when you wake up in the morning. And the host of heaven is waiting for you when you wake up in the morning. And then she said, when you open your eyes, you need to make a decision before you open your mouth whose side you're going to be on that day. Are you going to give the control and the authority over to the enemy? Or are you going to give it to the Lord and the host of heaven? Are you going to wake up saying, praise the Lord Jesus Christ, and shake the foundation of hell?
All right, all right.
Are you going to wake up and say, oh God, another day. And the devil said, oh yeah, we got him. Oh yeah, I'm ready now. Praise God. The results of listening to the voice of the Lord is you get great peace. He said, great peace do I give unto my children. He said, blessed assurance is yours. Praise God. When I listen to the voice of God, I have a peace that passes all of my understanding. My mind is guarded up and garrisoned up. My heart is fixed and is settled. My feet are rooted and grounded. Man, I tell you, hell or high water can come and I'm not going to fall down. I'm not going to be easily removed. I'm not going to be shaken. Bless God. Why? Because I'm listening to the voice of my Lord and my God. I know what He's told me. I know what He said. I may not know everything He's got in store for me, but I'm learning it every day. Day by day, I want a new word. I want a fresh manna from God. He said, His mercies unto me is new. They're every morning, every morning, every morning I wake up, I'm looking for something new from God. Hallelujah. But when the devil talks to you and God's trying to give you victory, He's trying to give you overcoming victory. He's trying to make you that more than a conqueror. He's trying to bring you into that place where He says, guess what? Now I don't have to wonder if you're going to stand. I know you're going to stand. But you let the devil come at you. We do. I'm not leaving me out. We let him come at us and he brings us worry. He brings us regret. He brings us doubt. He brings us unfruitfulness. He brings us dismay and malady. Come on, saints of God. This is what the enemies bring us and we take it and we eat on it.
Yeah.
And then we live it out. And we're following the wrong voice. Come on, we need to say, God, that same quickening spirit that quickened Christ from the grave, quicken me, Holy Ghost. Quicken me that I not be so easily persuaded to hear what the devil's saying and then fall and just fall in line just like the Pied Piper. Saints of God, do not be deceived. God said, I would not have you ignorant of any of Satan's devices. Be not deceived. The Word of God says he's a liar and he's a father of lies. The Word of God calls him a seducer. In the last days, he's called a deceiver. He's still a liar. Say with me, the devil is a liar. And I will not believe the lies that he's trying to tell me. My ears will be attuned to the Spirit of God. And only that voice will I hear. I know the voice of my Father. I know the voice of the Lord. No other voice will I adhere to. The Word of God says, you shall know the truth, and the truth is going to make you free. Who wants to be free?
Amen.
Glory to God. The Word of God says, thy word, O Lord, is truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth is going to make you free. Thy word, O Lord, is true. You shall know the truth, and the truth is going to make you free. The word of God is true. That word made there means to be shaped, to be formed, to be constructed, to be prepared, to be made free, not being in bondage, to be glad, to have liberty, not being confined or held or in burden by debts, obligations, discomforts, hindrances, or being unhampered. Praise God. Praise God. Whew. Saints of God. Saints of God. If you don't get anything else, know that God said he came to set you free. And the way he wants to set you free is not just one way. He wants to set you free the most precious way that he could give you, and it's by his holy word. It's by his holy word. I've had many deliverances before I even knew about casting a demon out. God delivered me. I stayed in the word, and I enjoyed being in the word. Saints of God, we need to say, ooh, I'm ready to get in the word today. Ooh, it's so, I'm so happy today. I'm happy today because I'm getting in the word today. It's true. Oh, well, I guess I'll read my Bible. I take my Bible into the bathroom with me. Sometimes my husband come home and I hadn't done anything in the house because I got caught up. Glory to God. Who cares about a house when I get in the presence of God?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Those things will take care of themselves. Praise God. He said, I'm to love the Lord my God before anything else. That's where my first focus, our first focus, is supposed to be. On him, right?
Yes.
Jesus said, there's two commandments that I give unto you. And the first one is this, that you love the Lord your God. And I'm just going to say it like this, with everything you have. Then, that first begins with loving, worshiping, magnifying, glorifying. Oh, just reach your arms out right now and say, Lord, here I am. Then pull your arms in, just hug. I just want to hug you, Lord. I just want to love on you, Lord. And he's hugging you back. He's hugging you back. He's hugging you back. He said, if you open the door, he said, I'll come in and I'll sup with you. I'll make my abode in you and I'm going to hug you back. He's just waiting for our arms to fly open wide and just to embrace him and to love on him and just let him love you back. Just let him love you back. Let him do it. And then when he whispers in your ear, those sweet little nothings that we always long to hear, you say, ooh, guess what? I just want to do something good for you today. What you want? What you want from me today? Ooh, you're my sweetheart. You're my baby. You're my honey pie. You're my sugar. You're my beloved. Ooh, you see this gleam in my eye, says God? Oh, it's because you're the apple of my eye. God's speaking these things to you. Women and men. God. God loves you. And if I didn't tell you anything else, I'm going to tell you this. God loves each and every one of you.
Praise God. Anybody desiring prayer,
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll do that. And if anybody wants prayer, I guess we'll be up here to pray, right? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Y'all stand with me, please. Praise God. I know y'all love the Lord.
Amen.
Because He sure loves y'all. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you, Lord God, and praising you and glorifying you, Lord, because you're so wonderful towards us. Lord, we thank you right now that your face shines upon us, Lord. Your grace is given unto us, Lord God. Your love is all just poured out upon us. Wash us even the more, God, with your precious love. Father, I thank you right now for each and every person in the building. I thank you, Lord God, for their loving kindness even towards me. I thank you, Lord God, as you've given your loving kindness to each and every last one of us. Father, I thank you tonight for each and every person. I thank you, Lord God, that not only they be blessed, but Lord, that their generations down to the thousands of generations be blessed. Lord, I thank you right now, Lord God, that you bless them coming in. You're going to bless them going out. Lord, that their hands are blessed, that their feet are blessed, their mouths are blessed, their hearts are blessed, and their mind is blessed. Father, I thank you right now as I impart the blessings of the Lord upon each and every person. I thank you right now, Lord God, because you gave a promise to every last one of us, Lord. You said not only unto us, but unto our children and to our children's children. Lord, we are your heritage, and we pass the heritage on. Father God, I thank you right now for the sweet fellowship, the sweet communion with my sisters and my brothers in the Lord, and most of all, Lord, the sweet communion with you. And it's in Jesus' mighty name we pray, and it's in Jesus' mighty name that we agree. And we say, praise the Lord. God bless you. Love y'all.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.